Proverbs chapter 22, a good name is to be chosen over great riches, and favor is better than silver and gold. Rich and poor people have this in common. Yahweh is the maker of all of them. The prudent sees trouble and hides himself, but the naive go on and suffer because of it. The reward for humility and fear of Yahweh is riches, honor, and life. Thorns and snares lie in the path of the perverse. Whoever guards his life will keep far from them. Teach a child the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn away from that instruction. Rich people rule over poor people, and one who borrows is a slave to the one who lends. He who sows injustice will reap trouble, and the rod of his fury will fade away. The one who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he shares his bread with the poor. Drive away the mocker, and out goes strife. Disputes and dishonor will cease. The one who loves a pure heart and whose speech is gracious, he will have the king for his friend. The eyes of Yahweh keep watch over knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the treacherous. The lazy person says, "There is a lion in the street. I will be killed in the open places." The mouth of an adulteress is a deep pit. Yahweh's anger is stirred up against anyone who falls into it. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline drives it far away. The one who oppresses poor people to increase his wealth or gives to rich people will come to poverty. Incline your ear and listen to the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it will be pleasant for you if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips. So your trust may be in Yahweh, I teach them to you today, even to you. Have I not written for you 30 sayings of instruction and knowledge? To teach you truth in these trustworthy words, so you may give trustworthy answers to those who sent you. Do not rob the poor because he is poor, or crush the needy at the gate. For Yahweh will plead their case, and he will rob of life those who rob them. Do not make a friend of someone who is ruled by anger, and you must not go with one who rages, or you will learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Do not be one who strikes hands in making a pledge or puts up security for debts. If you lack the means to pay, what could stop someone from taking away your bed from under you? Do not remove the ancient boundary stone that your fathers have set. Do you see a man skilled at his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before common people.